Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. So many complicated NFL tiebreaker situations. I'm not even sure if we can explain it well on the radio without it sounding completely like Calc 2 in college. I don't know how. If the Colts lose and then the Titans lose and the Steelers lose and then they're all tied at 8-8, but then the Colts create a tiebreaker for the Steelers to win and then the Steelers get the tiebreaker. The Raiders are still alive in all of this.
I can explain the Raiders one.
The Raiders are 7-8 after a win yesterday.
The Raiders just need Chicago, Detroit, the Chargers, or New England to win. They need to beat the Broncos. The Steelers need to lose to the Ravens. The Titans need to lose to the Texans, and the Colts need to win against the Jaguars.
So it needs to be a four-way tie at 8-8 for the Raiders to have a chance.
That's what I said.
And even then, I don't even know if the Raiders can get in on that. Here's all you need to know, folks. After a 38-28 loss to the New Orleans Saints yesterday, which, of course, exposed some concerns. Can't cover a kick to save your life. Can't cover Michael Thomas to save your life. Can't block anybody along the offensive line. Derrick Henry doesn't play. Was it the right decision? We'll get to that in a second. Here's what you need to know. Yesterday's outcome did not affect the Tennessee Titans in a single way. All they have to do is beat the Texans. Even if they won yesterday and beat the Saints 100-0, they would still need to come back in Week 17 and beat the Texans. You had to beat the Texans either way, and you had to get a loss from the Steelers either way. One of those two things has now happened with the Steelers losing to the Jets yesterday. You have to go beat the Texans, and you are in. So the playoffs for the Tennessee Titans fans start today after a 38-28 loss to the Saints yesterday.
Yeah, but they're still, as you so eloquently put it earlier, there's still a situation where the Indianapolis Colts can sneak into the playoffs.
No, they can't. They can't. They're eliminated. What the Colts would do is create the Steelers tiebreaker.
Yes. So
see, again, I told you, it's like calculus.
The Colts can somehow, some way,
ruin it for the Titans.
If all three go 8-8. Then they can ruin it for the Titans.
Wouldn't that be the most Colts thing ever to be eliminated from the playoffs?
Somehow, some way, we beat you. We get a game in the season, but you still beat us.
You still figure out a way to ruin it for us.
You still figure out a way to ruin it for us. But so that's why.
So if it's a three-way tie, if it's Titans, Steelers, Colts, if all three of them are at 8-8, and just those three, the Steelers get the tiebreaker because they went 1-0 against the Colts.
And that's why, even though that game yesterday didn't mean a lot in the big scheme of things. But if you win that game, then that scenario with Indianapolis goes away quickly because you then would be a game up on Indianapolis. And no matter what they do, Pittsburgh couldn't get in if all three of you guys won. So that game did mean something, but not – it wasn't the whole story. It was just a part of the story. The Tennessee Titans, you could take a lot of things from what happened yesterday. But the most important thing is they kept themselves alive for a potential playoff berth with a win this weekend or with a loss, a Pittsburgh loss and an Indianapolis loss. Then they get in. So even if they finish 8-8, they still potentially get in over the Pittsburgh Steelers.
It leads us to the question, if Derrick Henry could have played yesterday and helped you win the game, was it the right move to leave him on the bench and save all of him for the Texans game? I think it was 100% the right decision, knowing that the Saints game didn't actually mean anything to you because the Texans had already won the division. So if the Texans had lost the day before, it might have changed the way you handled yesterday.
Exactly.
But the Texans won the division on Saturday. They beat the Buccaneers, so they clinch, which means the only thing that matters in this situation was beating the Texans in Week 17, which means the game yesterday didn't mean anything for the Titans' playoff chances, which means they rested Derrick Henry. We got that news early Sunday morning. I have no problem with waiting and saving and trying to keep Derrick Henry as healthy as possible for Week 17 in the playoffs.
Yeah, they're going to have to, because the hamstring, it's like two injuries that you don't want to have. I mean, obviously, you don't want a torn ACL and MCL. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about injuries that you could potentially play with, but it's going to nag you. A hamstring and a back injury, because those things, you could feel good the whole week.
And then one little tweak.
One little tweak, and now you're done. You could be done for the game, or you could strain it. It's the same with your back. It's just the same thing. It's one of those deals where, yes, Derrick Henry rest, which was the best thing that the Tennessee Titans could have done this past weekend, was rest your best player, knowing that you're going to need him against a team who has a hard time at stopping the run. You rest him because you know that the week prior, a 85% Derrick Henry couldn't take over the game the way he had prior to the hamstring.
Right.
Because there's still something in me that said Houston, once they figured out Derrick Henry couldn't be that home run hitter, they changed what they were doing just a little bit from a defensive standpoint. Derrick Henry wasn't in as much. He started to come in and out, in and out. He couldn't, you know, kick it into that third or fourth gear once he got an open field. So if you can rest him and then get him, if not 100%, closer to 100%, that's what you want. Because if Derrick Henry is 95 to 100%, Houston Texans have no answer for him. And if I'm the Titans, I'm running him, mm-hmm. and continuing to run him. Because yesterday showed me, even though you put up 28 points, yesterday showed me that you cannot, and I repeat, you cannot in the playoffs win without Derrick Henry. You just can't do it.
No. I think
they need him healthy, yeah. and they need him ready to go.
And listen, you could take some positives away from yesterday. You could say without Derrick Henry, the offense still put up some yards.
Lewis still
scored some points. You know, again, your one bad targeting call, and we can discuss that, but that was one of those plays, and you guys know me, I don't blame officials for losing and winning football games. I think it is cheap. I think it's lazy fandom to do that. But that was clearly a targeting call. If that wasn't targeting, then nothing is targeting, because Khalif Raymond was knocked the bleep out, and he was hit in the head directly after catching a pass. If it's not a penalty, I don't know what targeting should be called. Again, I know there's lots of gray area with targeting these days, college and pro. You don't really know what you're getting sometimes. Sometimes it's targeting, sometimes it's not. You're not really sure. There's just no way around that one not. Like, it's clearly targeting. So if they make that penalty, they make that call, the Titans are in a position to tie the game or even take the lead in the final minutes. So even with all of the issues along the offensive line and in the secondary and with special teams, and no Derrick Henry and Adoree Jackson, you still were in a position to win a game against a 12-3 football team that is one of the best football teams and one of the greatest quarterbacks that's ever played the game. I will choose to look at yesterday as optimistic and half full, and I'm not going to watch the tape on the offensive line or the secondary.
No, you don't need to, because it was a dismal.
I'm just going to burn them.
But as you get closer to the playoffs and in the playoffs, you start to see some things. They allowed them to play in the secondary. I think they may have called one pass interference, maybe two. But they allowed them to be physical in the secondary, both guys, whether it be offensive or defense. They allowed them to be physical. They are going to allow some things to happen moving forward and entering the playoffs, unless it's just egregious. That play, when it's a bang-bang, it's like, did he hit him in the head? Did he not? But if you go back and look at it, yeah, he clearly hit him in the head.
Clearly.
I think he was shielded, whoever the back, because that's the back judges.
Yeah.
That's him. Now, people, when fans look at that, they're going to say, well, why didn't the ref that's standing right there make the call? Because that's not his guy. His guy is probably the tight end. It's the back judge that has him. And if the back judge is guarded and he can't see it, then more than likely he's not going to make that call. Yeah. Now, was it a target? Absolutely. It should have been a penalty. But if the back judge didn't see it, you can't, you know, and if the side judge isn't paying attention to it, then you can't expect, you know, the side judge to make the call when it's not his call to make. It's the back judge's call to make. And the back judge, I believe, was shielded because of the defensive back was right on Khalif Raymond when he caught the ball. And then the safety came in and made the hit. It should have been targeting. No way, no how that wasn't targeting.
Yeah.
That was a turning point late in the game that could have potentially either tied the game for the Tennessee Titans. Like I said, it was going to go down to, I said, this kicker's going to have to make a kick to win the game. Or they could have won the game by a touchdown.
Yeah, it was setting up for that.
Yeah, it was.
For sure. I didn't know that Chris Tucker was the back judge yesterday. Smokey's down there looking over. He's looking down at Khalif Raymond.
You got knocked.
I'm going, dude, what do you mean it wasn't targeting? You got to be kidding me. So, again, you can look at it that way and you could take positives from it. I think it was the right move to rest Derrick Henry to have him ready to go for the Texans game. There are so many scenarios, though, because Baltimore clinched the number one seed. They'll play Pittsburgh. That could influence the Titans' playoff chances. The Colts game could now influence the Titans' chances. Yes, that's right. The Raiders game could influence the Titans' chances, as well as the Chiefs and Chargers game could influence the Titans' playoff chances. We'll explain all of the scenarios, or at least try to do our best job when we return. Morning Drive, ESPN, 102.5 The Game.
You wouldn't even say it close.
No. I did catch that little bass there.
That was good. I like that. I like that. He's a very underrated member of the Temptations.
Oh, there you go.
He made Papa Was a Rolling Stone, like, a good song.
This is a great song.
Underrated.
Ain't nobody come to see you, Otis. They came to see me.
It is, like, Christmas music to me, most of it is just bad. I just think most Christmas music is bad. But when you get great artists doing Christmas
Mariah
music.
Mariah Carey and the Temptations, hands down.
Frank Sinatra, John Legend. You get guys who are great. Great musicians doing Christmas music. It's spectacular. It's sick.
I was watching quickly. I was watching.
I got to do playoff scenarios,
yeah,
Derek.
This was last week. I was watching. They were doing some award show and they were honoring. Was it the Parliament? They were honoring some group.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah, Earth, Wind, and Fire. They were honoring Earth, Wind, and Fire. And I'm gonna tell you this. I mean. John Legend is, some people love him, some people don't.
Who doesn't like John Legend?
He is what he is. I'm not a huge John Legend fan. I like some of his music, but he totally botched that Earth, Wind, and Fire song. It was horrid.
Oh,
I
he
mean,
sang it on
horrid.
The award show?
Wait, didn't they have the Jonas Brothers
too? Yeah, they had the Jonas Brothers.
I was like, come on.
It was horrid.
That seems like a bad decision.
It was horrid, man. I'm listening to it, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
He didn't. Well, it's hard, first of all, hard to compete with Earth, Wind, and Fire. And they're up there watching you, too, right? They were sitting in the balcony.
Yeah, they were sitting in a balcony. And then sing a song. I knew the song that he was singing, but not everybody.
Yeah.
Play a song that's everybody would know and sing a song like that. I just didn't get it.
I'm not suggesting that John Legend can do Earth, Wind, and Fire. Uh-huh. I'm just saying, as far as Christmas music goes, I like me some John Legend.
He's the bomb diggity. Do they still say that? The young kids still say that?
I don't think so.
Good God, no. They don't say bomb diggity?
No.
I think even I know that one.
I was just wondering.
Like, I'm really not cool and I know that one. All right, playoff scenarios. Baltimore Ravens clinch yesterday the number one seed in the AFC. So they have home field advantage throughout and are the one seed. The Patriots clinched the AFC East and won the division. They are now at 12-3, a game back of Baltimore, but they cannot overtake Baltimore for the one seed. They are they are not locked in as the two. Because the Chiefs can pass New England if the Chiefs win and New England loses.
Who do they play?
Why do you ask me questions I don't have the answers to?
I thought you, because on your big scenario sheet, I'm looking right at you.
Well,
that's a win.
Well, do they play in Miami? Because they don't win in Miami very often. Strangely enough, it's very weird.
Miami would be the team that beats them at the end of the season.
They won on Ryan Tannehill beat them on a Hail Mary last year. Remember that?
Yeah.
Because Rob Gronkowski shouldn't be playing safety, but whatever.
Yeah.
So the Chiefs, they win last night against the Bears. They are now 11-4. They're the 3 seed. Houston is 10-5 after their win over the Bucks. They are the 4 seed. So, in theory, Houston could get all the way up to the 3 seed if Kansas City loses. Kansas City could go from the 4 seed all the way up to the 2 seed if they win and New England loses. It does create interesting dynamics, though, because on Sunday, next week, the Texans-Titans game has been flexed to 3:25 Central Time, while the Chargers and Chiefs will play at noon. Mm-hmm. And if the Chiefs win that game, the Texans are locked into the 4 spot and cannot go up or down. They will be the 4 seed of the playoffs. They'll host the 5 seed, the Buffalo Bills. The question is, do the Chiefs and or Texans have any thoughts about manipulating the matchups? I don't feel like that is the case. If you're the Chiefs, though, could you argue you'd rather play the Bills than the Titans. I think you could make that case, but then you're depending on the Texans losing the game. I don't know what to expect here. I think the Titans' cleanest path is just go win the game.
I think they, if they're picking, and after thinking about this, the way the Titans' defense is playing compared to the way Buffalo defense has been playing, I think you would rather play the Tennessee Titans because you're familiar with them.
Even though they've beaten you twice in the last couple of years.
Everything happened perfectly for the Titans to win that last game at home.
But the Bills can't score.
Bills can't, but they play hell of a defense.
Okay.
That's the thing. And the Titans, with what Kansas City does best, that's the Titans' deficiency right now, the secondary. But there are really two. Let's take Baltimore and kind of put them out of the way for a second. There's two teams I don't think you want to face in the playoffs for different reasons. One is the Tennessee Titans. I think because they run the way they run the football. I believe because if he's healthy and 100%, the way they run the football, I think that's a recipe to win in the playoffs. But your defense needs to step up, and that's been a problem. And then the second team is the Kansas City Chiefs. Don't you know, in the last five games, they've given up, the most they've given up was 17 points to the Chargers. 9 points to the Raiders, 16 points to the Patriots, 3 points to the Broncos, 3 points to the Bears.
Are you saying the Chiefs are playing
all five of those
defense?
And they won all five of them.
Are you saying they're playing defense?
And they scored 24, 40, 23, 23, and 26 points.
All of that since giving up 35 to the Titans.
Since giving up 35 to the Tennessee Titans. This team is starting to get on a roll defensively. Their offense has always been clicking. Those two teams, for different reasons, I wouldn't want to see in the first round Kansas City Chiefs or the Tennessee Titans. Tennessee Titans is if Derrick Henry is healthy. And then the Kansas City Chiefs, I don't want to see them because Patty Mahomes is playing out of his mind again, and that defense is starting to play now.
Well, and it's not like you won the game if you're the Titans.
Yeah.
You went on the road and beat him in the playoffs 2 years ago, and you beat Patrick Mahomes this time around here, but he threw for 430-something yards, 450 yards. And you didn't really stop him. Mm-hmm. Your offense.
Now you might meet up again in a playoff first round.
Right, and you blocked a kick to win that game. But how comfortable do you feel thinking about that performance against the Chiefs, knowing you got the win 35-32, but how it happened that you held them to six field goal attempts, right? And you blocked the last one, and then you went down the field and won the game. Like I know the way Derrick Henry's running the football, and should he be healthy, you feel comfortable kind of against any team, frankly, other than Baltimore.
They match up better playing Buffalo.
Well, that can't.
They can. Yeah.
My question is for if you're Andy Reid, would you rather play the Bills or the Titans? And you've said you'd rather play the Titans
because of their secondary and what Kansas City loves to do. What is Kansas City's strength? Passing the ball. Patrick Mahomes. He's going to throw the ball around the yard. Well, right now, which was a strength at one point for the Tennessee Titans, is now their Achilles heel, their secondary. And we know why, because they have a lot of injuries on that back end. Guys that will be coming back, but they're coming back, and we don't know, it's going to take them a minute to kind of get going. And then the defensive, the line is not getting as much rush as they did at the beginning of the season.
There's a couple of scenarios here, because, again, the Chargers-Chiefs game will happen at noon. And if the Chiefs win that game, the Texans are locked into the four spot. Can't go up or can't go down depending on their win or loss. Do you rest Deshaun Watson? Do you rest DeAndre Hopkins? Do you rest Zach Cunningham? Do you rest some of your star players? Will Fuller, we know, is not going to play. Ian Rappaport reported this morning that Will Fuller will not play in Week 17 to get ready for the playoff game. So they're already sort of erring on the side of caution, if you will. They will know at 3:25 at kickoff of the Titans-Texans game on Sunday, the Texans coaching staff will know if they are locked into the four seed or not. And if you're locked into the four seed or not, I'm sorry, with a quarterback who's injury prone, who is the entire reason you are where you are, I'm sorry I don't play him or Lamar Jackson, if I'm Baltimore for that matter. I don't play Deshaun Watson for more than a series or a quarter. I'm not playing him for very long. So because the game got flexed, that might actually help the Tennessee Titans.
Well, it might help them. But if if I'm Bill O'Brien, and I've always said that I don't think Bill O'Brien's a good coach, but I'm to my players, I'm telling them, with the exception of Will Fuller, everyone is playing. We're playing to win the game. Now, if Kansas City, you know, whatever Kansas City does before them, I'm still saying we are playing to win this game. Now, if it gets to a point in the game where, you know, the Tennessee Titans just seems like they're taking over the game, they're up 10, 14 points heading to the third quarter, somewhere around there, then I'm slowly like, okay, let me kind of take guys out. Let me take, you know, maybe Hopkins out. Let me take, you know, the running back out. And now let me take Deshaun Watson out. But I think as a head coach, you got to go into this game. Houston does. They got to go into this game saying, we need to win. We need to go into the playoffs with some type of momentum. Because I believe in football, momentum is real. And you can get on this roll.
Let me ask you that, though. Because let's say you've won three or four games in a row. Mm-hmm. And the Texans have won a few games in a row here, right? They're playing pretty good football. The Bronco game aside, they beat the Patriots, beat the Titans on the road, and beat the Bucks on the road. Mm-hmm. So they've won three out of four. Mm-hmm. So they are playing decent, and they do have some momentum. Mm-hmm. If a team that has momentum comes into Week 17 and rests starters and loses that game, is it really breaking momentum? Because you didn't really play. You weren't really trying.
I think what happens is it's something about sitting guys and then having guys try to get up again. Because you always want to, when you go out there, especially as an offense, now the defense, they have the luxury of doing this. I've always said the defensive guys, everybody can be doing the right thing, and then one guy do the wrong thing, and he can get an interception or a sack fumble, and then everybody's thinking that was the right play call.
Right, exactly.
On offense, you can't do that. If 10 guys are doing the right thing and then one guy messes up, that's the difference between your quarterback getting blindsided, hit, fumble on the ground, or the ball going the other way. Offenses need to stay in rhythm, I believe. You see it at the beginning of the season where it takes team time because you don't play much in the preseason. It takes teams a while to get going. Now, if you earn that playoff berth and you get that week to rest because you're not healthy, then that's great. But you still would want to be playing too, especially once you've built up, okay, we got everything going and flowing the way we want it to. Now, I'm not saying, you know, just because you sit your guys that it's automatic that you're going to lose the next game. No, but it's going to take you a minute to get going.
Yeah.
And that minute can be the difference between being down 7-0 or up 7-0 or tied at 7-7. So that's what the Houston Texans are going to have to figure out.
Yeah.
Do we want to rest everyone and, you know, kind of take away some of this rapport and momentum we built up? Or do we want to just let these guys go out here and play? That's a dilemma that O'Brien's in.
Yep. And what's interesting is, and again, there is a scenario where the Titans could lose and still get into the playoffs and go 8-8. So we'll explain that, which also is like, you know, trigonometry as well. So we'll explain that one when we come back. Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Morning Drive, Derek Mason, Braden Gall, Munson playing your Christmas tunes today. All the best ones, by the way. You've played most of the good ones. You're hitting all the good stuff, Marquise.
That's what I do, man. I know. I'm playing the real good Christmas music, not the overrated songs that most people like to listen to.
Attaboy. Attaboy.
So I like it, Stevie Wonder.
So, yeah, one of the greatest concerts I've ever seen in the history of my life. Mm-hmm. And let's be honest, I've seen a lot of great concerts, okay?
Just saying.
I mean, I did waste an entire decade of my life just going to concerts. So I've seen a lot of them. And one of the greatest concerts I've ever seen, from what I've been told, was Stevie Wonder opening for Jay-Z at Bonnaroo. 2010. It was one. If you want to see 80,000 people singing along to every single word of every single song, spectacular. I'm also curious who gets paid to dress Stevie Wonder. I've always wondered that. I feel like somebody gets paid to dress him, and Stevie doesn't know, obviously. Mm-hmm. I'm just curious who gets paid to dress Stevie Wonder. I would like to know.
Me too.
All right. Titans playoff hopes. Let's get to that instead. Uh-huh. So the Titans can lose against the Texans. Now, winning you're in is the simplest formula to get in. If they win the game, they're in, period, end of discussion. There's a chance the Texans might be resting their guys. If the Chiefs win earlier on noon on Sunday, you know, the Texans can come into that game with literally nothing to play for and rest Deshaun Watson and all their best players. And that would certainly give the Titans a better chance to win, obviously. But you also can go in there and win with a healthy Derrick Henry now that he's been rested. He didn't play yesterday against the Saints in a 38-28 loss at home. That did not mean anything in the playoff standings. If you lose and the Steelers lose to the Ravens, who have also clinched their spot at number one, so I'm assuming Lamar Jackson will play for a snap.
I don't even think he'll play for a snap.
I would give him the start.
Okay.
Because you give him the handoff. I want him to hand the football off on the first play and have him like, you know what I'd love to see, Derek, and this would just be hilarious. Turn around and hand the ball off to whoever, because I think Mark Ingram's been hurt yesterday.
Down, yeah. Big
so,
blow.
Another reason for them to bench Lamar Jackson. Mm-hmm. I would have him turn around and hand the ball off and then run towards his own goalpost.
Yeah.
Just like jog towards your own goalpost.
I'd tell him to jog off.
Just get out of here. Just go to the tunnel.
Don't even run fast. Just jog.
Jog to the tunnel as soon as you hand the ball off before the play's over.
Yeah.
And get out of here. So the Ravens and Steelers play. But if the Ravens happen to beat the Steelers and the Titans lose, Titans still have the tiebreaker. Mm-hmm. Titans still get into the playoffs with a Steelers loss and a loss to the Texans. However, should the Colts win and make it a three-way tie for 8-8, the Steelers would then take the tiebreaker away from the Titans because the Colts, of course. So there's two more scenarios to consider, Derek Mason. If that doesn't hurt your head enough,
there are so many scenarios here. When I mean so many, I mean like four or five, and that's a lot in regards to playoff. The potential of you make it to the playoffs. We can always go back and, you know, revisionist history and say, well, if they would have won this game, they wouldn't be in this position.
Right.
You know, they have a game up and they would be fine. Yeah.
You know what I'll say? You got three goal line stands exactly. against the Chargers and got
Absolutely.
Lucky to win that game.
So if some games wouldn't happen, you wouldn't be in this position. You would be out of the playoffs.
Round and round we go.
But this is where you want it to be. Everything that you do in regards to you making the playoffs, moving forward, it all depends on how the Titans come out. That's it. It doesn't, you can't worry about Pittsburgh, you can't worry about Indianapolis, can't worry about anybody. Right now, if you win, I know the whole cliche, you win. But no, if you win, then there's a, 90-some% chance you make the playoffs. Obviously, if Indy win and then all this other crazy stuff, but if you don't win, then you're out. There's a chance that you're out. If you don't win, there's a chance that you're out. But if you win, then you just sit back and get prepared to play next week. Because there are a few things that has to happen for you not to make it. But at least if you win, you can say, listen, we did what we're supposed to do. You know, that Saint game, had we won or lost, it really didn't mean anything. But we did what we had to do, and now we just prepare to play next week. But if you don't win, now you open yourself up to some other things happening, you know? So the Titans just need to go out there and win this game. And I believe if they win, they're in. There are some scenarios, but in the NFL, yeah, it can happen, but the likelihood of it happening, I don't think it's going to happen.
So the Raiders are also a part of this.
Here we go.
So the Colts cannot get into the playoff, but they can screw things up for the Tennessee Titans.
Once again.
So here's the
Andrew Luckless Colts team.
Yeah, of course.
Screws us.
Of course.
Can't win.
So if the Titans lose and the Steelers lose and the Colts win, all three of them are 8-8, Steelers go. Okay? There you go. If the Titans win, the Titans lose, Steelers lose, Raiders win. So that's the Raiders, Titans, Steelers tied at 8-8. Titans get in. But if it's a four-way tie, Titans, Steelers, Colts, Raiders, all four of them tied at 8-8, Marquise, who makes the playoffs?
The Raiders.
The Oakland Raiders, because the Colts would screw up the tiebreaker. So the Raiders, the only way the Raiders can make the playoffs is if all four teams are tied at 8-8. So, because the Titans obviously have the tiebreaker over the Raiders. So, if it comes down to Raiders, Titans, Steelers, then the Titans make it. If it comes down to Titans Steelers, Titans make it. It's the way it's the Colts.
Okay.
It's the Indianapolis Colts, who ironically cannot get into the playoffs in any of these scenarios, that would change the entire dynamic of who wins the tiebreaker, which obviously means that this entire system is screwed up and terrible.
Okay, Pittsburgh play Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Oakland plays Denver.
Which Denver's been playing pretty good.
Denver got smoked last week. They got smoked last week. And Indianapolis plays a team that has given
shade
up.
Shade at you there, Marquise.
Well, I mean, that first game they played with Drew Lock. Drew Lock played pretty well, and then they went back to being Denver.
They smoked
the
Texans.
But then the Indianapolis Colts play against a team that's already making tee times. This couldn't be a...
They play the Jags, right?
Yeah. This team, this scenario...
It's insane.
It can happen.
It's insane.
Because...
If the Colts,
I think
if the Colts
Oakland
win.
Beats Denver, I think Indianapolis beats Jacksonville.
You give Marquise Munson hope
the
back there.
The thing that's going to be, it's whether Pittsburgh win. That's the one they need, whether Pittsburgh win or lose. That's the one.
For who?
For the Titans. That's the game they need to watch.
If the Steelers win and the Titans lose, the Steelers are in.
No, I'm saying if the Steelers lose.
Well, right.
Yeah, then they're
but
in.
But then, the Colts can win, and maybe the Steelers would get in.
Oh,
it's that's about the stinking Colts.
So it's the Colts.
I'm trying to explain to y'all, this is about the damn Colts.
I'm rooting for the Colts, personally.
I had people on Twitter.
You can't root for you're Oakland fan.
I had people on Twitter yelling at me, God, Braden, it's about the Colts. So now I'm yelling back at other people.
I guess it is about
the
Colts.
Well, it's funny, because when I watch the Raiders.
Can't believe it's about the stinking
when
Colts.
When I watch the Raiders get beat, mollywopped by the Titans, I was like, it's over.
Nice phrase.
Now I'm looking at it and I'm just like,
anything's possible. Anything's possible.
Okay, here's the thing.
How is it that the Colts, who aren't going to make the playoffs, would be the deciding
year,
tiebreaker?
It was you win, you're in. You beat the Colts, you're in. You lost to the Colts. You're out. This year,
With Blaine Gabbert.
If you lose and the Colts win, they beat you again.
Pretty much.
How is that possible? In what world? Are we living in an alternative universe here?
Yes. It's just stupid that in a two-way tie, a three-way tie, and a four-way tie, that the tiebreaker would all be different, and it all depends on the Colts. And the Colts are one of the teams that can't make the playoffs in that group. That is so ridiculous.
I'm going to ask
that happening?
I'm going to ask you guys this. What's a more intriguing scenario going into Week 17? Is it this scenario or the scenario of the NFC East just being completely still wide open with the Eagles and Cowboys?
Well, so the Eagles win yesterday. Uh-huh. They moved to 8-7. The Cowboys, they fall to 7-8. But
they have the tiebreaker.
But the Cowboys have the tiebreaker, so the Eagles have to win.
Against the Giants.
Against Danny Dimes, who threw 5 touchdowns in his return yesterday. I played him against my brother in my fantasy league. One of the proudest moments of my entire fantasy
and
life, by the way.
In New York.
I benched Tom Brady, benched Baker Mayfield, played Daniel Jones, beat my brother for the fantasy championship.
Hey, good job. Insider, you knew something was going
on? No, I love me some Danny Dimes. So then the Eagles have to win to get in. If they lose and then the Cowboys win the division at 8-8.
Which the Redskins are going to be without Dwayne Haskins. So that's one.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I don't know.
Well, the way the Cowboys are playing.
On who you
ask. The way the Cowboys are playing, I don't know if it's good or bad.
I cannot believe that the Colts.
But this is what we want.
The Colts team cannot make the playoffs in any of these scenarios, but would dictate everything. Again, if they're in a three-way tie, it gives the nod to the Steelers. Titans, Steelers, Colts, three-way tie, Steelers get in. If it's just Titans, Steelers, Titans get in.
You know who this is?
If it's Colts, Titans, Steelers, Raiders, Raiders get in.
You know
and all
is?
Of it's
no.
because of the Colts.
You know who this is? Who this is playing out? Georgia, Oklahoma, and Utah.
So just go win, Tennessee.
Yeah,
just go win.
Yeah. Just go win. If you win, then you can say we did everything we were supposed to do.
Now, here's the other thing. If it's Titans, Raiders, Steelers, then it's the Titans. Get the tiebreaker because they have the head-to-head over the Raiders.
Yeah.
So the Raiders, you don't really need to worry about the Raiders in this situation. If the Raiders win, they don't control their own destiny. If the Steelers lose, they don't control their own destiny. It's all about the Colts.
Yeah, once again.
It is the Colts.
And they're playing the Jaguars. Man.
They're probably going to win that game.
Yeah.
Which means if they're an 8-8, you got to beat the Texans to get in. That's it.
Yeah.
Go win. Go win, folks. You rested Derrick Henry. You didn't play Adoree Jackson so that you could go in Week 17 and beat the Texans on the road, who may, by the way, not have anything to play for and could bench all their players after the Chiefs win their game at noon on Sunday as well. Who knows? I know this is extremely complicated, but you know what? If four teams tie at 8-8 and one of them gets to go to the playoffs, it should be complicated because none of y'all really deserve to be there.
The Chargers got to go to KC, so there you go.
Let's be honest. None of this. None of these teams.
But this is what we want, okay? This is what we want.
Look, I am ecstatic for a playoff game next Sunday.
Yeah.
The Titans give me meaningful, you know, I'm not a fan of the Titans, but they give me meaningful football games to watch every single December. Mm-hmm. And that's all I can ask for.
I mean, I'm a fan of the team, but I still keep it real, though.
Also, I'd like to see 9-7 four straight years just to troll everyone. Stick to sports when we come back.
Want the night for Christmas. Something.
Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. I feel rude for interrupting Mariah.
Yeah, there's not a Jeep in this, but, you know, it'll do.
That'll do, donkey. That'll do. How long do I have to wait for Mariah to end before I can go to Stick to Sports here, Marquise? Can I just go, can I go right now?
The world is a crazy place.
Crazy sounding pretty good right now.
Let's lighten the mood.
After all that seriousness, you're just going to crumple it up and throw it in the trash.
And stick to sports. Now, on Morning Drive.
Check it out once again. Stick to Sports is brought to you by the good folks at Decorating Den Interior. Stick with the pros at Decorating Den. When you're ready to decorate your home, office, or outdoor spaces, request a complimentary appointment. In this world, or at least in this state, it's free. Okay, complimentary means free. So single men out there that are moving here, you moving here with your wife and y'all just don't have time.
Single men moving here with their wives?
And I said single men that are moving here or men that are moving here with their wives and you two just don't have the time, then call Bonnie over at Decorating Den and she will hook you up.
I'd like to move somewhere without
check
my
them
wife.
Out. DecoratingDen.com.
We ain't married. We just going to stay.
Exactly. We just going together.
I was just channeling my fallen homie there.
Number one.
Hey, let me ask you guys this. What was the Christmas song, like the go-to Christmas song before Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas? Because I feel like that now is the number one Christmas song.
Well, I don't think Mariah Carey's. That's the thing. I think it depends on...
I guess
there's
it depends on your genre, what you like, your genre of music you like.
Like some people like the old school, just like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer stuff, like the real cheesy mainstream stuff. Your Christmas day.
Mine was always the Temptations. Because we grew up on Motown and everything else.
My go-to was always Sinatra. I love Sinatra Christmas.
See, mine was always This Christmas, Donny Hathaway.
That's a strong role.
And this
but I have,
that song is amazing.
I have moved on to John Legend because my wife's favorite is John Legend.
Is that the John Legend one with the Kelly Clarkson?
No. He put it out last year.
Good.
It's just John Legend Christmas. So it's like half new songs, original songs, and then half remakes. And it's just a really nice, good, easy listen. And he's really talented, and my wife loves him. So I don't really want to listen to Christmas music for like 8 straight weeks. It's not
That's
really
why
my
I just one day. I know there's people that like.
Yeah,
do
it's not my thing.
Like all the time, but no.
But like we went and got the tree. So the day that the my wife and the two girls are decorating the tree with ornaments and stuff, we got the Christmas music going. You know, we're making Christmas cookies or whatever. You got the Christmas
what
music
Christmas
going.
Song,
we're wrapping presents. We got the Christmas music going. You know,
what Christmas songs did your daughters react to the most? You think
so? The only way I can get my kids, and this is a trick for all parents who love music and want their kids to be into music, but don't know how to like teach them about music album covers. Album covers is how I've tricked my daughters into liking good music.
I feel you.
So, like, I'll show them, like the Outkast Equimini album cover, right? Now, I don't play that record for them.
I hope not.
But, like, you know what I'm talking about. Like, that's an intense, you know, colorful, there's lots going on. Mm-hmm. You get your kids hooked on stuff based on the album cover. She loves the new Sturgill record because she's like, Daddy, play the Car record. And it's got, like, a giant old Thunderbird on the front or whatever. It's a really, it's very colorful and intense artwork on the cover of the album. Tyler Childers, she'll be like, give me the one with the arms, Daddy. Like, play the record with the arms.
So that's how she knows.
So she knows what music it is. She doesn't know the names or the style or whatever. But it's based entirely on how cool the cover of the album is.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So
I like that.
Trick them into that.
Hmm.
I mean, that is a good technique.
Yeah, I like
that's how I've done it. I don't know how else anybody else did.
Hey, kids.
They didn't respond to any Christmas music.
Hey, kids, let's gather around. Let's listen to Rosa Parks.
Is there a Frozen Christmas record? That would probably, they'd probably lose their minds about that.
Oh, my goodness. There's not one?
But I refuse.
There is a Frozen.
I'm sure there is.
They got
a soundtrack,
don't they?
I'm sure there is, but they're printing money, and we've contributed enough.
Right? Are you just telling them that there's not a Frozen soundtrack? You can avoid buying
them. I tried to avoid.
So wrong.
People would walk up to my daughters, and like Maren's the only one that can really communicate this. They would ask her, like, oh, they'd be talking about Frozen, and they would say, like, have you seen Frozen 2? And I'd be like, don't tell her there's a second one. Don't tell her. And then, of course, my wife took
her. You're so wrong.
Then my wife took her to watch Frozen 2.
You're so wrong, Brayden.
Yeah, man.
I'm just saying. Come
on. Well, I don't want to be a part of the machine. No, they're just printing
wrong.
Money.
You're wrong.
Plus, why?
Bad parenting.
No, okay. No, you know what?
Bad
parenting. Now, hang on. Okay. now we got to do this. Okay. Philly Brayden's coming out. All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Here's the deal. If I have two daughters, they're sisters. They're going to ideally be very close friends throughout the course of their life. Mm-hmm. Why in the world would I put on a movie where the big sister and the little sister have some problems and then she just runs away and goes into the mountains for the rest of her life? And to never speak to her sister ever again? What kind of message is that sending to my daughters? Oh, by the way, don't get engaged the first night you meet a guy. How about that?
You're probably right.
I'm just saying about the Frozen thing, there are some interesting messages to a father who has two daughters. Just saying.
Brayden, you might be right.
I don't know why I'm yelling.
I don't know either.
You attacked me for being mean, for not wanting my kid to go see Frozen 2. Apparently Frozen 2 is better for the daughters.
Okay.
I mean, the sisters. Whatever.
End of rant.
I'm not going to lie. Let It Go is fire, though.
It's a good song. It is.
Brayden, just let it go.
But why is she up there singing by herself instead of talking it out with her sister?
Just talk it out. Brayden, just let it go.
Let your kids watch Frozen 2. Let it go.
I did. She took her to the movies and had a great time. I said, Maren, what happened in the movie? She goes, I don't know. She
just
doesn't have
go,
a clue
brother.
What happened.
Just let
movie.
It go.
All right, so speaking of Philadelphia, it's an interesting weekend in the world of Philadelphia. Now, I'm going to ask you guys, what is the most Philly moment of the weekend? Now, I'm going to start off with Doug Peterson, who was doing his press conference. A random drunk Eagles fan walks into the middle of his press conference to start asking him questions, and here was that exchange.
Defense, it doesn't allow... It doesn't.
Who is who is this? Is he credentialed?
Can I finish the question?
Time out.
A 20 or a full?
Yeah, I want a full.
20 or full?
Holy cow. This will be on SportsCenter. All right, go ahead.
How? So did he let the guy ask the question?
No, he didn't. He just randomly walked in. And if you're wandering around the arena, you can probably get to any press conference. I'm just saying.
I don't think so.
Nah. I know they ask
no
me for
way.
My credential like everywhere I go. So.
Yes, there's no chance at Titan Stadium you could wander into Mike Vrabel's post-game press conference.
But this is. But I've always said this: if you walk like you're supposed to be,
well, that's true.
No one's gonna say anything to you.
Yep.
But
I guarantee you, he walked like he was supposed to be in that press.
But you'd have to be. You couldn't be wearing like a. You can't be wearing like a Carson Wentz jersey.
Hey, Vrabel.
Yeah, like if you've been
worst sucker.
If you're a fan, if Pineapple Man walks into the press conference, it's very
goodness.
Like they're gonna know. Like I don't know. I don't know. How you get in the room is impossible to me.
Hey, Big Raj. Big Raj, where you at? Where you at, man? All right, so the second moment, Isaiah Thomas is suspended for 2 games because
he
went into the stands to confront a fan. Here's Isaiah Thomas explaining that altercation.
So then the timeout goes, and I go in the stands to confront him. I say, don't be disrespectful. That calm. Be a man. I'm a man before anything, and be a fan. And his response was, I'm sorry, I just wanted a Frosty. Because if you miss 2 free throws, I guess the fans get a Frosty.
Yeah, so the fan basically cussed out Isaiah Thomas because he wanted a Frosty, man. You know, it's
I will say this. It's never a good – I'm glad it ended in a funny way. That's really funny. It, like the phrase – and I went into the stands to confront the fan is never going to be a phrase you want an athlete to utter.
You – it –
Unfortunately.
I mean, I understand what Isaiah Thomas was doing. He didn't go up there to,
right,
even
exactly.
He walked up there so calmly and he said, listen, man, you can't be doing that, dude. And, you know, the guy wanted to win a Frosty, so he's doing whatever he needed to do so he can miss the free throws. But there is a fine line. Go to the game, cheer. But I think there's a fine line between, you know, heckling and just total disrespect.
Sure.
You can heckle all you want to, yada, yada, but then don't cross. I don't care if you did pay for the ticket. There's a line that you just don't cross. You know, so.
I mean, I think there should be behavior like that for everybody in every walk of life.
Exactly.
But we know that ain't the way the world
absolutely.
Works.
No, you're
right. And at the end of the day, if you're the athlete, you got a lot more to lose than the drunk, stupid
exactly.
fan. So you got to be bigger than that. And you got to say, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Sucks that that person's being a total, you know, jerk face. I just can't. Mm-hmm. I can't do it. I can't take the bait. I got to move on and say, have a good day, dude.
And if you bought those tickets and Isaiah Thomas was able to get to you that quick, you got enough money to buy Frosty. It's $1.99.
Exactly, yeah. Those tickets are very expensive underneath the rim, so.
Probably. I would agree with that. Yeah. Preds, they win. Titans lose Sunday. Doesn't really affect their playoff chances. Still got a win against the Texans. That's the biggest headline from the weekend. But the Preds got a big win against Boston. We'll talk with Darren McFarland coming up in just a few minutes. Also, Caleb Plant. Our very own Caleb Plant. I like to think that this show claims Caleb Plant because we got him on first a long, long time ago, and we've been huge fans of the work he's doing. He is bringing the super middleweight title bout to Nashville Bridgestone Arena in February. Super exciting news. That announcement came down over the weekend, so really excited about that as well. Other things happen this weekend besides just the NFL. Preds get a big win. We'll talk with Darren McFarland when we come back.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.